Anti-Semitism has been rising in the U.S. according to the FBI's 2023 statistics. Jewish Americans represent about 2% of the U.S. population and were the target of about 16% of all hate crimes, a surge of more than 60% from the year before. NPR's Barbara Sprunt sat down with two Jewish Democratic lawmakers who are working to address the issue despite political divisions within Congress and their own party.
North Carolina Congresswoman Kathy Manning co-chairs the House Bipartisan Task Force for Combating Anti-Semitism. She's been tracking the rise in anti-Jewish hate in the U.S. since Hamas attacked Israel 1 year ago.
The attacks began before Israel had any response, before they sent any troops into Gaza. We saw people being threatened. We saw violent language used against Jews. And of course, we've seen the eruption of anti-Semitic behavior on college campuses across the country.
Manning and Florida Congressman Jared Moskowitz visited Columbia University during the demonstrations last spring.
We didn't go to Columbia because we had a problem with students protesting. They have every right to protest. We went to Columbia because Jewish students were afraid to go to school.
They were being told to stay home for their own safety.
That's right. And so if what was happening on college campuses were not about Jews, if people in hoods were encircling black kids, blocking them from class, or some right-wing extremist group was targeting the LGBT kids, we don't believe it would have gotten past lunchtime on the first day. We believe Congress would have acted.
The pair say congressional action is needed. Manning spent 9 months negotiating a bill that incorporates guidance from the Biden administration's national strategy to counter anti-Semitism.
One of the many things the bill would do would be create a national coordinator in the White House who would coordinate among all the agencies who have responsibility for countering anti-Semitism and hate crimes. And this bill would also create a top-level person in the Department of Education who would be responsible for identifying anti-Jewish hate crimes.
The bill is one of several measures introduced to address rising anti-Semitism. It has an equal number of Republican and Democratic co-sponsors, but is yet to be brought to the floor to a vote by Republican leadership. Moskowitz says the issue, more broadly, has highlighted what he calls schisms within his own party.
It was real easy for Democrats, when Tucker Carlson has a Holocaust denier on his show, to call him out. I didn't see the same level of interest on calling out the anti-Semitism when it was within your own tent.
He says he heard from colleagues privately.
A lot of other members are scared to step out because they don't want to get targeted and don't want to get protested in their district, don't want police in front of their house, which I have 24 hours a day.
He says that police protection began within weeks of October 7th.
Based on the death threats. Now, not just against me. The police have to know where my kids are in the school at all times because of the death threats against my kids.
Manning says she hears from Jews around the country worrying about what the future holds and asking if Congress can help.
I think so many Jews, particularly of my generation and older, carry the history of the Crusades and the Inquisition and the pogroms and the Holocaust. And when I talk to people about what the difference is today is all those other disasters that happened to the Jews were perpetrated by the governments. What's happening today in the United States, not only is it not perpetrated by our government is trying to put into place structures to combat that anti-Semitism. And that's the thing that gives me hope moving forward.
Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.